session number 9029, reel 1.
In the dockyard. You were a dockyard apprentice.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you had to tell me how you first joined. I mean, how you joined the Navy.
Oh yes. I joined the Navy. As a dockyard apprentice, mm-hmm. in his 6 years by mm-hmm. special permission. You mm-hmm. see, because. I hadn't finished, see,
yes.
by a special mm. permission there, and I had to pass a mechanical test, and a mechanical test on passing, which consisted of which consisted of cutting a six-star thread, in the lathe,
yes.
on a spindle. See, mm-hmm. you see, to make a six-star on a spindle, and having done that, I had to fit a cube. Nearly an inch and a half cube, mm-hmm. see, into an inch and a half square hole, you see, which was very difficult, which is not so easy, you
no.
see. And but prior to that, there was a very small test to do, arithmetical test,
yes.
it was more than
yes.
a
yeah.
few mm. sums. Mm. And then, having done that, we had 6 months training
mm-hmm.
as an electrician,
yes.
and in the Vernon there, And 6 months of torpedo work,
mm-hmm.
you see, because mm-hmm. we were combined people there
yes.
in those
mm-hmm.
days. In the torpedo work, we had to the first torpedoes ever made.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the first torpedoes that were ever the 21 mm-hmm. old 21 inch. You
yes.
see. And we had to know all about that. We had to be thoroughly conversant with the with torpedoes, the make of the torpedoes. And we were required then when we went to a ship,
mm-hmm.
you see, we were either sent electrically,
mm-hmm.
or. Or we were sent torpedoes.
Yes,
you see,
yes.
we came under the torpedo mm. lieutenant of
yes.
the ship. You see, he was the officer in charge
yeah.
of us. You see,
but how many of them were there in your
now,
class?
We first started at three a ship.
Yes.
In my first ship, there was three of us. You see,
mm.
and then the number was increased to six.
Mm.
Six. I don't think. At any time, they were more than six in any ship, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we then had to go through the various stages of. We entered the Navy with as a
mm-hmm.
chief petty officer rating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With all the.
Privileges,
that's mm. right, that's what I'm trying to think. All the privileges of a chief petty officer, see,
yes.
and we were billeted in the chief petty officer's mess.
Yes.
And then we had to, in 6 years, we had to qualify, if we want to, as a chief electrician,
mm-hmm.
you see. We then went on, we had to go 6 years. We could not become a warrant officer. The warrant officer rating The warrant officer was promoted after the chief electrician had had so many 4 years, and he had to pass a very stiff examination to become a warrant electrician.
Mm-hmm.
And they were known as warrant electricians there.
Mm-hmm.
When
you first joined, what did the other petty officers, chief petty officers, think of your...
I must say that, of course, we went in and we displaced the armourers of the day, of the present day, you see. Mm. And, of course, there was no... The other chief petty officers that... they accepted us quite well.
Mm.
I must say that. Mm. They accepted us very, very well.
Mm.
The master at arms tried to get the better of me once, but it didn't happen.
How did you do that?
Why, I went to the torpedo officer. Mm. I wanted to go on leave when the ship reached harbour, see?
Mm.
So in came the... In came the master at arms, you see, and he aimed a nod. He wanted me to tip him, but it wasn't. It was a common thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a common thing in those days that if a seaman wanted to go ashore, it was in my ship in the first. Mm-hmm. If a seaman wanted to go ashore, see, he had to pay fourpence.
Mm-hmm.
See, out of watch.
Yeah.
Out of watch. And this particular gentleman, I said the torpedo officer said I could go ashore and I'm going ashore. See, that was me in those days.
Yes,
you see,
yeah.
Because I was a chap then. I could throw a good lift. You know, see, I was a gymnast for 4 years.
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah, so I had no fear of warrant officers.
Yeah.
See, or anybody else. Anyway. This particular master at arms, he was disrated for the same reason, for the same reason.
This is New Zealand, was it?
Eh?
New Zealand,
yes. Mm-hmm. He was disrated, but he used to. Mind you, they used to kick them up the backside if they didn't, you know, if they were falling in, he used to go along, and he was really one of the old type. One of the old type of master at arms. He used to kick them and knock them about as they went up to fall in, you know, like that.
Mm. Because you were clear of this, because...
Oh, I was clear. Yes. I was the chief petty officer.
Yes.
Oh,
mm.
yes. There was no question. Mm. I'm the chief petty officer.
Mm.
I tell you what, I made an awful mistake, you know, because I had never been training, see. They were falling in at 9. They were falling in at 9 o'clock, you see. And my workshop was on the upper deck, you see. And there was a party of... falling in about, you know, a certain party of them falling in about six or eight, about a dozen men, see. And I came out of the shop and walked through the ranks, walked in between them.
Yeah, I bet you weren't popular.
Yeah, another thing was, you know, of course, being an outsider and a man that's, you know, and you've been through the... I came outside my workshop once, you know, and there was a small ladder leading to the bridge, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I was halfway up when the commander came at the top of the sea, and I made room for him to pass me on the ladder. He said, "Sir, go down, sir, go down. Don't you know your manners?" No, I didn't know my manners, but I did after that.
Yes.
Well, that's my first experience,
yes.
You see. And,
it must have been very difficult for you.
Eh?
It must have been difficult for you.
Not at all. Not so much. I know on one ship, it wasn't on the New Zealand, but it was one ship, you know, that I heard the commander saying, These electricians, you know, something we weren't telling the line. Yeah, I know you're on, see. And I'll tell you another little thing. Later on in life, you know, I was in the Vernon, I was on the staff of the Vernon, you see, and then being a warrant officer, you see, they put me in charge. We had to march the party down to the barracks, you see. You know, there was a Vernon Shaw then,
yeah.
See, the Vernon Shaw there. We had to mark the person. So I learnt from the other chap. I had got a good voice, you see. I could back down, right, you see, can you hear my voice across the other side? Well, I got them outside the, and I understood that when they were marching from the Vernon gates, you see, from the Vernon gates, to the barracks, where they had to go to the barracks, when they passed down through a certain street there, you know, I allowed them to march at ease, you see. But when I got to before the barracks, apparently the commander was at the top there watching us march down. When I marched in there, up came the commander's messenger. Come on, I want to see you, sir. Very well. I went up and saluted the commander. He said, "What do you mean, sir?" You know, he scrubbed me down about it. See, properly scrubbed me. See, and he reported me to the Vernon. But nothing happened, you see, because they knew I'd never had any training. I didn't know how to bait turn hardly. That's how it was, you see. Yeah.
And of course, when you first went to Vernon, was she a hulk?
Yes. Mm. In 1904, when I joined, the Vernon consisted. I got a book on the Vernon here. Of two ships, I think it was the Ariadne, and Ariadne was one, and the Marlborough was the other, yes. Well, then they brought up the Warrior, you see, they got up the Warrior, and I was there the whole time when the Warrior was tied up. She was placed in between the Ariadne and the Marlborough. You see, I think I'm right. I'm not insane.
That sounds right. Yes.
Well, another. I was there, and
how much of you? But where was the equipment, though? In the dockyard, presumably. You were merely messed on board, were you?
No. We had a workshop. The Marlborough. Warrior had a workshop. She became the workshop. She was made into a workshop right away, you see. And that's
Where did they get electrical? Where did the they had electricity in it? Did they?
They must have had some. Yes. Yeah, they must have had some, because in 1904. Oh yes, in 1904 in the New Zealand we had the first. They sent me to the New Zealand because she was the first one that had fire control.
Oh, yeah.
She had the first lot of fire control, you see, in there, and that's what we were sent for. Three of the electricians, see, one had there was always a TI, you see, Petty Officer TI, up to then, see. Mm-hmm. One of the incidents that I want to. We also had in the Marlborough, must have been, yes, in the Marlborough, we had a classroom, you see, in which they taught the electricity, see, what they called it, I forget the name there, what we used to call it. Anyway, it was a classroom there, one deck of it was it became the classroom, you see.
Yes.
There was a particular name for it. Well, King George came aboard, King George V
mm-hmm.
came aboard there and examined and visited because they'd just been put together, you mm-hmm. see.
Yes.
The warrior came up with a workshop already fitted,
yes.
you see,
yeah.
already fitted. That was a workshop already fitted. And that's where the practicing chaps, you see, where the electricians, see, they were, they used to work there. And we were given courses, not only in soldering, blacksmithing and everything else.
Oh, yes, you had technical.
All mechanical things that we should want to know. And, we'd already passed out, you see, but at the same time, that was part of the course, you see. And the electrical course was very... The warrant officer in charge didn't know very much about it, but but it was, you know, having a dockyard education, having a dockyard education as an apprentice. I don't know, do you know anything about that?
Not really, no.
Don't you? Well, I can tell you this much.
Yes.
Look, to get into the dockyard, at the higher grade school,
yes.
I went a year's education. We had to learn the three books of Euclid, We had to answer a question to get in the dockyard. Three books of Euclid, quadratic equations, grammar. Arithmetic to problems, and we had to do what were called tots in those days. You wouldn't know that, would you?
No,
we had 12 tots to do in half an hour, which you had five pounds, see, 12, a list of 12 tots, see. And you had to earn pounds, shillings, and pence there. That was up to, and then six of those sums had to be placed on one page, and you had to total them up and get them correctly.
Yes.
You see. See?
Yes.
And in Euclid.
Yes.
We had to. Theorems. Problems of them. We had to give all the for instance. In a right angle triangle, square of the. We had to do that correctly, and we had to answer any problems with it. And you know, I got 149 marks out of 150 in the dockyard exam. Yes, I did.
How many places were there, and how many people sat the exam? Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
The dockyard, yes.
200.
200.
Yes, and they took 200 sets. You see, 200 sets. They were the pick. We had two lots in the higher grade. We had two lots of the 200. We had at least nearly 100, 50 in each class. For 12 months before they went to the dockyard. And then when we went to the dockyard, we had to go to school again. We had to go to school again. And some of those boys that were particularly, went on, if their fourth year, they nearly always became, they were senior officers in the dockyard. But in my 6 year, I joined the Navy. Won't you have a piece? Oh, do I have a little piece of cake?
Yeah, come on.
I'll join you.
Thank you.
Put the pieces in there. She might have bought me a cake, a bread, plate.
Right. You keep the bread. I've got.
Yes. All right. Mm. Well.
Why did you actually join the Navy? What appealed? What attracted to you about it?
Right. What happened was this. I joined in the second year of the, I joined in 1903. Two other electricians joined, Duckyard joined, or was it early 1904? Anyway, one of my chum, my particular chum, or one of my chums, came in one day and said, I haven't joined, you see. I said, what's the Navy like? Oh, he said, lovely. See, that was, and then in the July, I applied and they took me.
Yeah.
I was in my last year, you see. I walked into it, really. You mustn't think I'm swanking, but but I got away with it. I was put in charge when I was actually in the Vernon, and I'd finished my first ship. I was put on the... I was waiting for another ship, and I was put on charge of, mind you, I was a youngster then, I was put in charge of testing. They were going to have the problem, they were going to have the problem of detonating a big charge outside of an old battleship. They fitted the transmitting station up with all the fire control, see, and I had to look at, I had to test all these things before the trial came, you see, and I also had to keep a searchlight burning. I was the searchlight king in the First World War, you see.
Yes,
I was, you see, because I fitted all the. I fitted all these. Look here, I'll show it to you. I fitted all the these towers with the searchlights that were dropped down. The searchlights they were a special fitting of the searchlight on top. I'll have to be quick now, won't I? They used to send these the mountings. The mountings up to the towers, you see. The towers were built round the funnels. The towers were built round the funnels. And they used to, in the dockyard, in the 10 days refit. Then they used to come up at Scapa Flow, see, and lower these down here. And I had to make them work, you see. I had to make them work. I did that for all ships. And
all the ships and everything,
yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah. I just want to show you where these towers. I want to see.
Yes, it'll be later on, won't it?
No, I want the. I want the Iron Duke.
There.
Now look. You see that?
Oh yes.
Yeah, that tower there. I did 2 years in the Iron Duke.
Yes.
In 21. See, those they used to. Bring them ashore, and that used to be landed in there. I used to go from ship to ship, you see. As they came up,
yes,
this was after the Battle of Jutland, see, and these had the Irish shutter fitted. The Irish shutter fitted.
Yes. Where are they controlled from?
Where are they controlled?
Yes. Where were they controlled from?
Oh, well,
where do you move the shutter from?
They have mechanical. Because the shutter itself was a man in charge up there.
Oh, I see. One of them was. Yes.
And that was that. And just see how far did I get? Do you want me to go on? Or do you want to get away?
No, I don't want to get away yet.
We're at sea. And we were chasing them. We went out to meet them.
Yes.
See? And we went out to meet them, but they got back in the time. Mm. And there's one little thing we might like to know, was this. In the fleet, when we were staying there, mm-hmm. in Scapa Flow, there was amongst the ships, mm-hmm. there was what they called PUO. See? PUO, taking place, it was a form of influenza, you mm-hmm. see? And curiously enough, it went around the fleet. It went round the fleet, people, you know, there was an outbreak of PUO. And I was the one that caught it when we went to sea in that time, see. This was shortly after the Battle of Jutland. Mm. It wasn't after the Battle of Jutland. I was one that caught it. I went to sea in that ship, you see. I was doing a job, like, I was in one of the battleships. I can tell you the name anyway. I was doing I caught the PUO there, see. And when we went to action stations, just before the Germans got back again, see. I was in the bunk, my bunk, with a deuce of a temperature, see? So they got me out, I was forward there, and put me in the sick bay. And I said to the doctor, you know, whatever they call them now, I said, well, look, I'm pretty useful, man. And he said, you're stopping here, you're not going down, see? Luckily, we didn't go into action. Anyway, they sent me to Hesler from there, and I went down in the hospital ship, you see, and alongside of me was one of our lieutenant commanders in charge of it. They did the Mary Rose, or one of those, was been in action, and he was badly wounded, you see. He was going down at the same time. Well, when I got to the hospital, I heard the doctor say there, the PMO, came in, and he said to the nurse, I was in bed, he said, if his temperature goes to 104, you must call me, you see. But it didn't go to 104, you see.
Yes.
And I volunteered to go back. You said they offered me 6 months on the shore leave then, but I was very, you know, I wanted to get on in life. I went back to the Scapa. Well, he came in the morning and he said, good morning to you. Well, I said, good morning, doctor. I said, What do you mean, PUO? Oh, he says peroxide, unknown origin. PUO, see? It was peroxide, I think it is. Or what's the name of a fever? Anyway, unknown origin. That's how it came about. That was in the fleet. And the conditions in the fleet, you know, were such, I can tell you this much, that after officers and men had been to... had been 10 months without going ashore, see what I mean? If I went in the mess, there, you know, people weren't talking, nobody speaking, you know, and you just dropped it in and out. And they had to march, at Scapa, they had to form people, and march them in marches out and marching back again for exercise. That's how it was, you know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about just one little thing anymore. When I was at Scapa at that time, my squadron, the 8th Battle Squadron, we were called, got a banker. And went round Ireland, we found out afterwards. And then we found ourselves eventually, having gone all around there, we didn't know where we were. Nobody said where we were going. We found ourselves at Weymouth. See? Portland. We were at Harbor Portland, see? Anchored only one night. And then, curiously enough, my ship, who was in this 10, got up anchored. And the next morning, we found ourselves in Portsmouth. The only ship. And the curious thing about it, when I was on duty aboard that night.
Yeah.
When I went ashore, mm-hmm. the next morning, I used to take the torpedo, what's names for the torpedoes ashore to be adjusted.
The triggers?
You know, the things that go to the guides are torpedo. Anyway, I had to take there, see, and I paid the dockyard ship to, and because I knew my daughter had been born that night. The only one, a million to one chance. A million to one chance. And my daughter, she's 61 there. She was born that night. And I met her uncle. I met her uncle outside the dockyard gates when I was going ashore. He says, "All right, George, that's my name's George." It's a girl. I had a son, you know. Well, is there anything else you would like me to know?
Just one thing. The Furious. The aircraft on the Furious. Do you have much to do with that?
With what?
The aircraft on the Furious.
No.
No. You saw.
The aircraft on the Furious.
Yes.
Oh no. Of course, I was there as a.
You saw it.
Yes. The aircraft. Oh yes, I saw that. Yes.
But you weren't. Were you responsible at all for the aircraft?
No.
No. What did they have? They had another electrician or what? Or wasn't there?
Oh no, involved? No. The aircraft came from another ship. She was flown from another ship. Mm. See? And behind us, you see?
Yes.
And he got into the air from that ship, you see?
Yes.
From that ship and then went into. They tried it first in Scapa Flow, but they couldn't get. It was necessary that they had a lifting speed for the aircraft.